Hey everybody, welcome back to West Indie-ish. It's Nanda, and wow guys, it's been almost a month. Not very proud of that, but I'm back, all right? I'm not even gonna lie to you, eventually it just became laziness after the break, and I just wasn't feeling like getting back in front of the mic. I didn't really have many ideas, and I just didn't really know where this was going. Now I totally understand why YouTubers take like major breaks and they're like, wait, I don't even know what to do anymore. Because I just started and that's already kicking in. So yes, the first week, Christmas break, it was Christmas break. Then I was initially going to record for New Year's, and then I was like, it's okay, it's New Year's break as well, because normally I post on Tuesday, and both Christmas and New Year's was the Monday of 2 weeks ago, obviously. And then this week, it just became pure laziness, not even gonna lie to you. But we're back, and I am so excited. I have renewed my energy and excitement for the podcast. I've sat down, wrote down some goals, and this particular podcast is going to be very short, kind of just like a new opener for the new year. I've debated making this a new season. I don't know. I don't think so, because I think that this is still in its youth and its prime as a podcast, as a season. So I'm going to keep the podcast going for this season, and I will let you know when we close out each season, because I think there's more to develop within the podcast. So with that being said, happy New Year's, you guys. I really hope everybody has worked on their resolutions and their goals. I certainly have. Even if you haven't and you decided to stick with the same old you, that's perfectly fine too. But I do want to discuss some of the goals, at least that I have for the podcast, because number one, hold me accountable. Keep me up on what I told you I was going to do. Ask me about it. Follow me on Instagram. Well, the podcast on Instagram at West Indie-ish. No dashes as it's shown in the podcast, because Instagram does not let you add dashes. They said, no, we are not MySpace, said Meta. Anyway, so some of the goals that I have for the podcast, okay. Some of them are a little far-fetched, but what do they say? They say, shoot for the moon, you'll land somewhere amongst the stars. Always love that quote, and I live by it. So here we go with the goals. My first goal is to have 1,000 followers on Instagram by the end of the year. Yes. So the podcast Instagram has been a little slow to start, mainly my fault, because I do not post on there. I've been doing better about posting stories, but actual posts, not so great. So I'm working on it. I did start a link tree so you guys can have a direct connection, physical connection to the podcast, to listen to the podcast. I'm actually going to put myself on that, my own personal Instagram on there, so that you guys can have a little bit more connection to me. As well as some questionnaires so that I know what you guys actually want to listen to. That leads me into my next goal, which is to post at least twice a week on Instagram. We can see how the podcast has been going. Okay, so moving on. Upload at least once a week for the podcast, which as of right now is every Tuesday, and I post just before noon so that you guys can listen at lunchtime or on your ride home. And I am going to get back into doing that once a week. We took a long holiday break. And then, this one is going to be a hard one, but maybe start video recording the podcast. And I say that's a little bit more difficult because, I mean, I would actually have to look like a person in order to do that. And who wants to do that all the time? But I will set it as a goal, and maybe somewhere down the line, maybe halfway through the year, I will work on, throughout this time, getting a nice camera set up. That way we can also make it personal via video. So yes. And then these are my really far-fetched goals. You guys don't, all right, just hear me out. Possibly plan to release merch for maybe 2025. I would love to do merch for Caribbean culture, for the community. I don't know. I've always seen merch or, you know, designs for West Indian culture, and mostly everything is always just our flags. And that's cool and all, but I think we could do more. I think we could do more. So I'd love to get some of my ideas out there, and maybe you guys will like it. The next goal is to have 5,000 downloads by the end of the year. Right now, I know I am just over 100 downloads, so I don't think this one is super far-fetched. Just share the podcast, really listen. Let me know what you guys want to hear. That way there is more podcasts to actually listen to that are interesting for you guys. I'm hoping to get on more guests. I have about two guests in mind. Hopefully I can get them on before the end of the month. That would be fabulous. Because the next two podcasts I have in mind, I think are going to be really interesting. And hopefully I can get some recordings done with the two guests that I have in mind. One of them knows already. The other one has no idea. So I can't wait until she finds out that it's her. She's probably going to laugh. And then the last one is to still be working on the podcast by the end of 2024. I really hope to keep this going because I am very proud of it. I'm proud of where it's going. I'm always amazed when somebody says they heard the podcast or they say that they listened to something in the podcast that they either relate to or were just happy to hear. So it's crazy, but I'm glad that you guys are actually liking it, and it's giving you something to listen to, if nothing else, or just giving me a place to rant. And that's perfectly fine, too. Funny side note, my mother listens to the podcast. Hi, Mom. And she listened to my last podcast where I was basically explaining that Moshele was not going to be attending Carnival because he was working on his Carnival masters. And of course, in the podcast, I had said, I'm not exactly sure what that is. And my mom actually wrote to me and said, you know, one day you're going to listen to your mother. And I said, what did I do now? What did I do now? Just like a Caribbean parent, okay? What did I do now? She said, I listened to the podcast. And, you know, you could have just asked me. I said, oh, okay. Right, Mom. Next time I will just ask you. And she actually had a little bit of knowledge for me on the history of such a study, where it comes from. And I'd actually love to do a podcast on that. I think it's very relevant to the times. And I think it's very relevant, especially because such a popular soca artist, Caribbean artist like Moshele Monteno is doing his personal studies in it. Why not educate our community on exactly what he's doing? Because I had the same question. I'm pretty sure there are others out there that have similar questions. And speaking of Moshele, I'm so excited because he is coming, and I am going to get to see him, God willing. On Sunday, he is going to be hosting Rise and Toast Brunch down in Miami at the Urban. And I am just so excited because I would love to see him. Okay. Love to see him. Even if he is just there in presence, his presence is enough. Even if he's not actually performing or singing anything, that's fine. Just him being there and his presence will really bring energy to the fete. Because at this point, that's what it is. It's not a brunch. It's a fete. I'm calling it. Just leave it at that. And by next week, Tuesday, when I released my next podcast, I will actually probably have already gone to that. And I can share with you guys that experience and what that was like. So I am so excited for just going out and seeing Masha, because he won't be performing at Carnival. So yes. But speaking of Carnival Soca artists, guys, you're not going to believe it. I couldn't believe it. But as I was saying, the music for 2024 Carnival is, Carnival season is just amazing. It is outstanding. I think every year everybody comes better, harder, stronger. The duets that get together, the groups that get together are just magnificent, a complete shocker. And they come, it's, there are no words. Okay. So on the podcast, like I said, I've been pretty good about posting stories, especially because there's just so much within the Caribbean culture that is relatable or that is just warming to my heart, especially when it comes to music. And guys, there is a song called Carnival Day by Voice the Artist and Patrice Roberts. And I love the song, first of all. But secondly, Voice recorded a video, or I guess, I don't know if it's him or his team recorded him. I want to say it was practicing. I don't know if it's practicing or just live or recording it. I'm not sure. He did amazing. Vocals on point, energy on point, everything on point, you name it, okay? And it spoke to my soul. I ran around the house like a crazy woman with my sister listening to the song on repeat about 10 times. Not even kidding. High energy every single time. Listen to it. Go stream it. Go, I don't even know what you call it at this point when you listen to music, but just go listen to it, okay? It's absolutely just high energy, but at the same time it feeds your soul. And I reposted it on West Indie-ish, and of course, you know, on the stories you can only get about a couple seconds of the actual video before it moves on to the next slide. So on the next slide I put a black page that said, no, go back, you don't understand what Voice the Artist, and I added him, and Patrice Roberts, and I added her, did. And Voice literally laughed and put prayer hands and posted it, reposted it. Oh my God. Like, look, I'm not a person who was very obsessed with artists or very starstruck by famous people. I never really even had like a crush or anything, like a famous crush. That wasn't really a thing for me. But let me tell you, when you respect an artist, I think that is when you start to get starstruck. And there's so much talent in the Caribbean culture that it's very easy for me personally to just be like, I like this person. That, like, Voice is one of those people, let me say. I watched him perform one time, and he actually had his set cut short and let somebody else perform. Beautiful moment in my mind, and he's always had my heart since then. He to me is one of those artists that does get me like shocked and surprised and just happy to starstruck. I'm going to say it that way. And he reposted it. And I think the fact that I could reach him makes me really excited for the podcast and say, we can do this year. We're going to reach more people. We're going to reach an audience, and we are going to be able to support, help, and be there for our community. Because granted, even if it's just to share our love of music, if it's to share our love of community, if it's to share our hardship, whatever it is, I want that to happen for the podcast. So that really put me in a positive place for West Indie-ish, literally because of a repost. Not even gonna lie. All around, I'm getting a lot of positivity. I can speak English, you guys, I promise. And it's raising just a lot of excitement for me. So I'm really excited for what's coming up for the podcast. And with that being said, for the next two podcasts, I do have a couple of ideas. Hopefully I can get those two guests on for those two podcasts. And then after that, I will definitely be relying a lot on you guys to just really give me ideas and give me kind of a feel for what you guys are wanting. In about a month, I also have a decision to make of whether I'm going to proceed with the host site that I am currently using to post the podcast, and if I am going to permanently stay with them. So, guys, I think that's all that I have for today. This is a random Friday that I am posting this on, but I was tired of the excuses. I was tired of saying, I'll wait for Tuesday, or closer to Tuesday, or post it for Tuesday. No, I'm going to post this one tonight. So this will be coming out over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. And maybe you guys will be ready to listen to it on Monday morning. And I'm going to get back to work. I'm going to get back to work on the podcast. You guys will be hearing from me again Tuesday, just before noon. And you can listen to it at lunchtime or on your way home from work. But this has been amazing. I hope it's a great year for everybody out there. And welcome back to West Indie-ish, guys. Bye.